Anyone that regularly listens to our Thursday afternoon Book of the Week chat that I have with Tim Gott from the Devonport Bookshop, you'll notice a little bit of a, I guess, excitement in my voice sometimes when I get to talk about Tasmanian history. I love Tasmanian history. I love coastal history and have a fascination with the early days and the pioneers. And there's yet another book coming out on a part of the coast, a bit of history of the coast, coming out in about 2 weeks' time. It's called Mathanga to Noieta. It's a history of the Ulverston to Noieta railway line by Bill Field, who's the author, who joins me now. G'day, Bill.
Hello, Martin. How are you?
Good. Now, you're in Melbourne, but you're originally an Ulverston boy, apparently.
That's right. Spent a lot of time, a lot of my life in Ulverston. I was brought up there and still spend, go over there quite regularly.
Okay, now it's called the Mathanga to Noieta line. Mathanga was where the line actually started, but I had to Google Mathanga, and luckily I could still find it on the map. But it's basically up West Gawler Road, isn't it?
That's right. Mathanga was the first sighting on the line, actually, and the line started at Ulverston, branched off from the Western line there, and yeah, Mathanga was the first sighting, named after one of the local farm properties.
This line started in the 1890s, and there were lots of lines going into rural areas in the early days because that was the only way to get in and out of a lot of places of them. There weren't any roads, and it took longer on horse and all that sort of stuff as well. Went through till about 1920, I think this one was. But what sparked your interest in this particular line? Because there were many like it, weren't there, across the coast?
That's right, and there were. My interest, of course, was being an Ulverston person, interested in seeing where it went. It went within earshot of our family home at Ulverston and up through North Motton, Gawler, North Motton, Preston to Noieta, and I frequented that area a lot with my father, who was the local vet. So, it went from 1915 to 1955, actually.
Okay, I got the dates wrong there, so I apologise for that. But that'll be clear in the book, no doubt. And what prompted you to write a book, I'm led to believe, was the fact that you went to find some information on this and couldn't find it, so you did enough research of your own that someone suggested you should write a book about it.
Yeah, that's right. I collected some maps and photographs and a bit of information, and it just sort of snowballed a bit, and I ended up with quite a fair bit of information and spoke to quite a few old people who worked or lived or were or used the railway line, and realised, they're not going to be around for too much longer. So I recorded quite a few of the interviews, and then I realised I'm not going to just hang on to this for myself, and it was suggested by Judy at the Ulverston Museum that I write a book, and I said, well, I will when I retire, but then I realised that's a fair way off yet, so here we have it now. It's 100 years since the opening, so a centenary year.
An appropriate time to do it, I'd suggest. Now, the book's actually going to be launched at the Ulverston History Museum on Saturday, September the 24th. No doubt you'll be doing signings there?
That's right. I'll be doing signings. It's not a lot of room there for people, so I can't say it's an open invitation. But the books will be available at the museum and also at the Don River Railway and the Leven News Agency.
Okay. This is the first book you've ever written, or are you an author by trade? Where does it come from? The literary part of your existence.
Well, the only writing I've done so far has been technical manuals, maintenance manuals, and operation manuals for my work in the electrical electronics industry, but so this is my first history book in that sense, yeah.
Has it given you the bug to maybe do more? Because like I said, if you've got a particular interest in railway history, there's literally hundreds of these lines around Tasmania.
I'll never say never. I haven't got anything planned, but I'll never say I'll get this one out of the way first, but I have enjoyed it. It's been good fun.
So how long did it take you to put all the information together? Was it a matter of months or years?
Years, actually. It's been a project of about 6 years. And I suppose for the last 2 to 3 years where I've been doing writing quite solidly. So yeah, it's not something you can do overnight.
No, I'm a journalist originally, and I know, you know, I've always thought to myself, one day I'll write a book, but then I think about how much hard work's involved in it, and I think I'll just stick to announcing on the radio these days and maybe writing the occasional article for a newspaper. But it's a great effort that you've put this book together. And I guess a lot of people listening would remember the Noieta line because, only 60 years ago when it shut down, so a lot of people would have pretty fond memories of it.
That's right. That's right. So we hope to keep those memories going and maybe spark a bit more interest in the line. And also some of the people of slightly younger generation would remember that trains went through to the Simplot Festival plant, which was Dewpearl, and that was actually the first little section of the Noieta line. So that those trains continued through to Simplot until 1980.
Yes, and they had boats there, of course, and it was shipped out to various parts of Tassie and the rest of the world.
That's right, and there was a railway line down front of the Ulverston Wharf, and I do have a section in the book about railway lines to the Ulverston Wharf, to the two fuel depots, and to the vegetable factory, which it's all part of the book.
Is there any of the line left? I know when you look at the old Melrose line, you can still walk parts of it and stuff like that. Is there any of this Noetta line still in existence?
Yes, there is, and I've got the last chapter is actually retracing the line, so if people are interested in, there are parts of it where you can walk, and parts of it you can see if you know what to look for, but many people will have driven past sections of the old formation and probably didn't realise that they were looking at part of an old railway line.
Well, it sounds like to me that they need to get the book, Bill.
They do. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on the book. You must be relieved, you know, after 6 years of hard work that it's finally got to the stage where it's going to be published. I hope it's a bestseller, and thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Martin, and thanks to the Ulverston Council and the Ulverston Museum for all their help too.
Good on you, Bill. Bill Fields, the author of the book. It's called Mathanga to Noetta, A History of the Ulverston to Noetta Railway Line. And look, I know it's a very specific area of interest. It's one particular line near one particular or two particular towns, but if you've got an interest in Tasmanian history and railways in particular, you'll get something out of this for sure. And it actually goes through and discusses how the line was built, and some of the techniques they used in the early days would absolutely blow your mind. Absolutely sensational what they did with manual labour.